I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
That's right. Another Royal Series win. Jack Caglione is leading the Texas League in RBI. And LeBron James is gone. And Luka Doncic is gone.
Luka couldn't guard a chair. Traffic cone. Oh, man. Luka couldn't guard a chair. The words of one Charles Barkley last night. And he ain't wrong about that. Wow. LeBron James down in flames, as Dusty said. And the Royals finish April with that winning record. That's so important, guys, too.
I mean, survive April.
That's exactly right. And that's what they did. They survived. I mean, they went 2-8 on that 10-game road trip, you know, to New York or wherever the hell they went. And everybody's like, oh, the Royals are done. And here they are now above 500. And they,
well, a little bit.
That's actually my friend Jason, like, who texts all the time and complains about the Royals. Oh, this team is never going to be any good.
Like Rob Britton, dude.
No, Rob is more like, I don't know, Carrington, it's a pretty bad team. My friend Jason is more like an Eeyore. Oh, this team is never going to be any good. Oh, I expect them to go 162-0. They lost 3-1. I don't know if they're going to be any good. Hey, they're above 500 in the month of March or the month of April, and that's what matters, man. You finish each month above 500, you're going to make it into the playoffs. So congratulations to the Royals, man. They are 1 month into the season, and they're above 500. Let's go, baby.
Yeah, how is everyone feeling about that? Because I'm kind of like, I don't know if I get annoyed, but I hate the people that are like, yeah, that's cool. We beat the Colorado Rockies, Tampa Bay, right? Tampa Bay is five. They were 500 team.
They're a 500 team. Yeah. You beat the teams that are on your schedule, right?
Right. And this is where you take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Right? And that's the thing. Like, you don't go into this heart of your schedule against Tampa, Baltimore, and the Chicago White Sox and go, well, if we just come out of this at 5-5, we'll be okay. No, this is one where you make that hay, where you make up for those games, you know, that you lost in New York and wherever else. I mean, you got an opportunity to take care of business. That's how you make the playoffs. You don't make the postseason by winning games, you know, or, you know, winning games against the great teams. You make the postseason by taking care of business against the also-rans. And there's a lot of those dudes out there in Major League Baseball right now that aren't very good, or they're kind of mid-teams right now. You got to take advantage of that. And the Royals have taken advantage of that. The number one thing is to keep a losing team losing. And the Royals have done a great job of keeping these losing teams losing. And so that's why I say it's not about taking 2 out of 3 from Tampa. You've already done that. Go win the damn series today, man. Give yourself some breathing room as May.
You won the series.
I mean, yeah. Sweep the series. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Like, let's go. Get this thing going in the right direction. Now it's May, and you've established yourself as a winning ball club. Keep that up for the next month and 2 and 3 and 4, and we'll be sitting here talking about October baseball. It's going to be great.
Right. I think the three nuggets from last night, the three-piece, Bobby Witt Jr., 21-game hitting streak. 21.
21, yep.
21.
21-21.
And he was really good last night, too. It wasn't a cheap hit. It was a couple of at-bats. He was really good last night. Like, right. I'm watching that guy last night, and I got to the point where I'm like, I got nothing else to say about this guy because he's just, it's like the Patrick Mahomes type of category. Like, what else can we say superlative wise about Bobby Witt Jr. watching this guy play? Right.
Vinny Pasquantino hit a home run.
Hey, Vinny.
There we go.
He's got two for his last 12.
He just had to call him out.
I guess so. Speaking into existence. Keep doing it, though. I'm not mad about it.
Yes.
But the big story last night, Noah Cameron.
Infield all coming in, making the slow walk to the mound. So is Salvador Perez. Here comes Matt Quatero, and that's going to be it for Noah Cameron. What a night for him. He's getting pats on the back from all of his teammates. He's had an incredible Major League debut. What a night. As Matt Quatero takes the baseball, a lot of Royals fans are here. And a lot of Noah Cameron fans are here as he walks off to the dugout. The Royals bring on John Schreiber with the Royals leading 3-0.
So, one hell of a debut for the kid from St. Joe.
I mean, could you have scripted a debut better than a no-hitter into the sixth inning?
And it was great because at first, he comes out to the mound, and maybe it's because he was wearing 65. I was like, okay, is this like a left-handed Jacob Junis? Like, what do we, I heard, left-handed. He's got a good changeup. He goes mid-90s, as Cotrero had said, and Vern played that back on his pregame show last night. Shout out, Vern. And the dude went out there and absolutely shoved. And what did we say yesterday? Hopefully for the first time in our existence, when the Royals throw out somebody new, the other team has no clue what to expect. And that's exactly what happened last night.
Yep.
Noah Cameron went out there. It looked like the Rays had little to zero homework on the guy and were swinging at every first pitch. What did he throw, like four pitches in the first inning?
Five pitch first inning. Unbelievable.
And then he had like a six pitch, like four. I mean, he had 52 pitches with an out in the fifth inning and no hits allowed.
Yeah.
Now, he did have Bobby Witt Jr. out there as the, the vacuum cleaner that he was shortstop last night. But that's not his fault. That's what you have. You have a smart pitcher knows what he has behind him. And I thought Noah Cameron showed a lot of poise. I think he showed a lot of not veteran-ish like mentality, but he knew what he had behind him. He had a good defense behind him, and he put the ball and let them hit the ball. Didn't try to dance around. I know it was his first start. I'm sure nerves are going erratic, but a hell of a start. Great outing last night. One hit, six and whatever, a third, and then the Royals bullpen it again. And in the last five games, the Royals pitching staff, no matter if it's been Lugo or Waka or Bubich or whoever, Noah Cameron, that's three shutouts in five games. And I know that we've talked about how this offense has just been putrid and cannot hit, cannot score runs, and can't do anything. This pitching is not only a story in Kansas City, it is a story in baseball because what they're doing is insane. They're basically doing to other lineups what their lineup is doing against other pitching. They're just absolutely shutting down opposing hitters. Now I get it, the Yankees, but the Yankees didn't beat you like they're beating Baltimore 15-4 or beating Milwaukee 21-7. The Yankees beat you like 4-1, 5-2, 4-3, whatever it was. And you've shut out Houston in two of those three games. You lost the Sunday game. You shut out Tampa Bay last night, and now you're on the verge of sweeping the Rays again. You're putting yourself in an advantage. You're one game above 500. Like you said, you hit May. And you put a guy in last night for a spot start to take over for Cole Reagans, and you couldn't have scripted any better.
You couldn't have. And now you get an opportunity to keep Cole Reagans maybe out another start if you need to be. You don't have to rush him back because you saw what you had out of Noah Cameron. Now it's up to Noah Cameron to go out there and make those adjustments that the league is going to make to him. You've always got to keep adjusting. That's how you stay at the big league level. So his second start's going to be very interesting to see, if the league has caught up to him, if they've learned some tendencies, how he adjusts back to the league. This is where it gets kind of fun and geeky as a baseball fan to see the next kind of evolvement of these guys. But, the hitting stuff, we've got to stop talking about how bad the Royals bats are right now because they are normal. They are normal bats when it comes to Major League Baseball. I was looking at some of the base numbers last night about hitting in baseball. Do you realize that there are only 136 hitters in Major League Baseball out of close to 400 rostered just hitters, not pitchers? Only 136 are hitting 200 or better right now. 65% of rostered major league position players are hitting below 200. 65% of major league baseball position players as of right now through the first month of the season are hitting below 200.
Is that abnormal? I mean, that seems like an insanely high number.
Only 20 players in baseball are hitting 300 or better right now, right? So when we sit here and talk about the offense with the Royals, They're normal. So we've got to get past that and focus more on that pitching that is just absolutely dominating, because that's abnormal right now with what the Royals are doing. The pitchers are abnormal. The hitters are basically major league average hitters. This is major league baseball now. Nobody is hitting. Nobody is scoring outside the maybe the Yankees or the Dodgers, a couple teams here or there. But when you look at major league baseball and you see 65% of hitters are hitting below 200, that's 35% are hitting above 200. That's bad. That's not good. That's not a productive offensive league right now. And so the Royals are right in the middle with that. They're doing exactly what everybody else is doing in baseball, having a tough time hitting, and the pitching is going to be able to take advantage of that. I don't know if that's going to continue as the season goes along, but through the first month of the season, the Royals are basically doing what everybody else is doing on offense, but doing so much better from a pitching standpoint. And that's part of the reason why they're an above 500 team right now, because their pitching has been outstanding. And I know we only focus on our team and we look at our team and do our thing. But if you look at the rest of baseball, we're a very normal baseball team right now compared to the rest of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, their hitting is got to turn around. It's, and again, it's a long season. I know it's been a month of just, you know, what maybe a lot of people don't like to see when it comes to like your offense. Royals play today at 12:10. Vern's pregame show or on deck show will be on at 11 o'clock today, with the Royals first pitch at 12:10, as it will be Seth Lugo against Shane Baz. Don't make fun of that guy. He's got a really good record. He's 3-0, got a 9.9 whip and a 2.46 ERA. We need some help with positivity. It's Thursday. We got to get these people out of the dumps, man. Somebody on the drive yesterday, call a spade, Royals are a bad franchise all around. Worst record in baseball last 30 years. Stars don't lie. They're trash. That's to Carrington.
That's a text coming in? Wow.
But wait, there's more. From the same number. Gets up this morning. Thanks for joining the show. We're glad to have you. The Royals are the worst team in MLB the last 30 years. Call it what it is. They're a bad franchise all around and have been for going on four decades now. Stats don't lie. Two World Series appearances, one World Series tied in the last 10 years, playoff team last year, probably going to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah,
got to get your head out of the dumps, man.
Yeah, you got to pull your head out of 1994, pal. Seriously, and realize that it's not the same franchise. They don't have the same owner. They don't have the same general manager. They don't have the same players. They don't have a lot of the same people in the front. Like, it's a completely different franchise. And who the hell cares what happened in the past? We're not living in the past. I don't live in 1994 with rolled stonewashed jeans and a pack of smokes rolled up in my shirt, right? Mm. It's 2025, and I look at what the Royals are doing right now, and they're an above 500 team coming off a playoff year. I'm not looking back at what they've done for the last 40 years or the last 30 years, because I don't care, because quite frankly, it don't matter what they've done over the last 30 years. It matters what they're doing right now. And they're playing some really good baseball. They're having a lot of fun. And people are looking at this team going, damn, they can pitch with the best of them. And that hitting is going to come around. Salvi's starting to come back around. India's average is a little bit higher than it has been. Mikel Garcia's starting to hit. Vinny got a home run last night. Like, live in the present tense, man. If you're stuck back in 1994, enjoy driving your GTO and paying 99 cents for a Big Mac, because that world ain't living in right now, man. Like, seriously, pull your head out of the past.
Comparison that the texter gives again is that they're the laughingstock of MLB. By comparison, they're the Browns or the Raiders. No, the Browns and the Raiders of the MLB are the Rockies and the White Sox.
Yeah.
That's your comparison.
To the Browns and the Raiders. I don't know why you're waking up that kind of attitude when the team won.
Apparently, 2:40 yesterday. So the same text.
It sucks, man. But maybe you can do something nice for yourself or do something nice for somebody else and have yourself a good day. I want to give a shout out to my man Matt Moore over at Martin City. He gave my wife another $5,000 donation for the BMA Foundation yesterday. So Martin City Brewing Company stepping to the plate for the BMA Foundation. And if you're excited about Bobby Witt, my wife is auctioning off an autographed Bobby Witt jersey for the BMA Foundation.
Let's go.
So you can bid on that. She's got it on her socials. I'll put it up on my socials as well. And you can also make a donation at dance.bmafoundation.org. Make a donation for her on that page and also bid on the Bobby Witt. I'll put it on my ex, formerly Twitter account. And I'm sure, Mac, you can retweet it and whatnot as well, and Dusty as well, and put it on your socials, and we'll have it out there for you. But now's the time to get on that. You want an autographed Bobby Witt jersey? This is the time to bid.
Yes.
On the Bobby Witt jersey and get that autographed jersey, because he's playing great. He's got a 21-game hitting streak. And this team right now, man, if you're not excited about this ball club, I feel bad for you. And quite frankly, there's nothing I can do. And I'm not going to waste my time with you, because you're bringing down everybody else.
Hits allowed, they're seventh. Runs allowed, they're fourth. ERA, they're fourth. Top five pitching staff. They are bad in batting. They still need to bring that up. They're 30th in runs scored, 23rd in hits, 26th in on-base percentage. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep going. keep going with this Royals team. They're 16-15. No negative to get on this parade. Go sweep.
And the good news is you can go make a move and bring a bat into this organization.
And the good news is there's other teams you can go root for if you don't like the Royals.
That's right. Go root for the Rockies.
Yeah, go do your thing, man.